It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 12, 2017. Today is the birthday of American religious leader Alexander Campbell, born in 1788 near Ballymena in County Antrim, in what is now Northern Ireland. His parents were of Scots descent. Like his father, Alexander was educated at the University of Glasgow, where he was greatly influenced by Scottish Enlightenment philosophy. His thought was also shaped by the English thinker John Locke. At age 21, he immigrated to the United States with his mother and siblings from Scotland to join his father Thomas, who had arrived earlier in 1807. They landed in New York City and then traveled overland to Philadelphia, then continued on to western Pennsylvania, where the senior Campbell was serving as a minister in Washington County on the frontier. Alexander was ordained by his father's Brush Run Church on January 1, 1812. With his father, Alexander Campbell became a leader of a reform effort that is historically known as the Restoration Movement, which resulted in the development of non-denominational Christian churches that stressed reliance on Scripture and very few essentials other than that. In 1832, the group of reformers led by the Campbells merged with a similar movement that began in Kentucky under the leadership of Barton Stone. Their congregations identified as Disciples of Christ or Christian churches. Several American church groups have historical roots in the Campbells' efforts, including the Churches of Christ, the Christian Churches, the Evangelical Christian Church in Canada, and the Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Campbell had married Margaret Brown in 1811. Their first child, a daughter, was born the following year. The daughter's birth spurred Campbell to study the subject of baptism, and he ultimately concluded that Scripture did not support the baptism of infants. He came to believe that individuals had to choose conversion for themselves, and baptism was not appropriate until they had done so. He and Margaret would have 8 children altogether. After she died in 1827, Campbell married Selina Huntington Bakewell the next year, and they had 6 children. Believing that the clergy should be college educated, in 1840 Campbell founded Bethany College at Bethany in what is now West Virginia. Many future leaders of the Disciples of Christ and the Churches of Christ graduated from Bethany College, although some latter congregations did not attach the same value to theological study and a professional clergy that he did. Campbell visited the United Kingdom in 1847. During that trip, he gave public lectures in England and Scotland and went to Ireland to deliver funds that Restoration Movement churches had raised for relief in the Great Famine. While in Glasgow, he was challenged by James Robertson to a debate on the subject of slavery, which the American South protected. As a result of the fierce exchange, Robertson sued Campbell for libel. Campbell denied the charge, of course, but he was arrested and imprisoned for 10 days. He was released later, however, when the warrant for his arrest was declared to be illegal. The case was ultimately tried, and the jury decided in Campbell's favor. His Bethany College thrives today, and his home there, Campbell Mansion, is a treasured campus landmark. He died on March 4, 1866, at Bethany, at age 77. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 12, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.